This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning.
Well, we're looking forward to some bitterly cold weather later on this week. Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff joins us now with a preview. Dan.
Hey, appreciate it. John, good morning. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It's cold this morning. We're in the 20s. Today, we'll be into the mid-50s. But the bottom drops out tomorrow afternoon into the early evening hours as this front comes in from northwest to southeast. We have an extreme cold watch that's in place put out by the National Weather Service for all of North Texas. That runs from tomorrow night, 9 p.m. until 9 a.m. Thursday morning. It might even be extended longer than that. And right now, the $100,000 question is, will we have any freezing drizzle tomorrow night into Wednesday morning causing some havoc on the roadway? Something I'll be watching here over the next 24 to 36 hours.
And because of the cold weather, shelters have been welcoming people all weekend, providing warmth and a safe place to stay for anybody in need. Jad Donger is from the nonprofit Our Calling and says they opened up the Austin Street Center as a shelter over the weekend, plus an overflow area to help meet demand.
We believe very strongly that what we're doing is saving lives, and that's very important to me. It's important to Our Calling that we actually are there to protect people, to save people. That's what we do day in and day out.
And they also opened up their Fair Park location. Now that offers 900 beds, and they'll be operating it as long as the temperatures hover below freezing, and we will be well under freezing later this week. Today, Governor Abbott will get a briefing on the winter weather that is headed to Texas. Yeah, it's on the way to us. Texas Emergency Management, Transportation, and Power Grid officials will join Governor Abbott to discuss the storm preparedness of the state. Abbott then will update the public at a press conference. That's set for about 10:30 this morning. When it happens, we're going to bring you live coverage right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An armed man is arrested after threatening to shoot up a Walmart near Dallas.
A 23-year-old man is in jail after allegedly threatening to open fire at a Walmart in Gun Barrel City, southeast of Dallas. Police arrested John Thomas Martin of Kerrville on Saturday night after responding to calls about a man making violent threats inside the store. Officers found Martin wearing a ballistic vest under his hoodie, carrying a loaded Glock with multiple magazines and shooting earplugs. Police say a citizen who stepped up and said something about the suspicious activity may have prevented a tragedy. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfredas at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Wow, thanks, Georgia. Well, in Arlington, police are searching for the suspect in a fatal shooting. It happened Saturday night in the southern part of the city. Police discovered a 20-year-old man with a gunshot wound and believe his roommate might be responsible for pulling the trigger and then fleeing the scene. Now, the man who was shot died Sunday, less than 24 hours after being shot. Meanwhile, the search for the roommate is on. His car was found abandoned. Investigators are still working to determine the motive. A member of the Mavs sideline has been arrested.
Mavericks assistant coach Daryl Armstrong was arrested this weekend on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, according to Dallas police, who responded to a call in the early morning Saturday after Armstrong allegedly struck the victim with a gun and threatened to shoot them. The other individual was treated at the scene by Dallas Fire Rescue, and Armstrong has since posted bond. The Mavericks have released a statement saying, "We take this matter seriously. The employee has been placed on administrative suspension pending the outcome of legal proceedings." From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Armstrong formerly played for the Mavs, and he has actually been on staff with the Mavericks for 16 years now.
Well, on Instagram, they're calling it a feature that nobody asked for. Instagram has made a change, and people are not liking it. They're testing out a new feature where you can dislike comments made on posts. Yes, a dislike button. Users are already commenting how much they dislike the dislike button. They say it can only lead to bullying and more negativity. A feature that nobody asked for, they're saying.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that of the 13 children that Elon Musk has, one of them is named Exa Dark Side Rail? Another is named Techno Mechanicus. There's a child named Techno Mechanicus.
Man, I wish my name was Techno Mechanicus.
And then there's the one, the child with Grimes, that I wouldn't even know how to pronounce this because there's an X and then there's an A, then there's an E, and then there's an A, and then there's a hyphen, then there's a 12. I don't know how one would pronounce that name, but that's one of the other children as well.
Mm.
And then there's triplets, Kai, Saxon, and Damien. Twins, he's got two sets of twins, Vivian and Griffin, and Strider and Azure. And then he had a child that died, Nevada Alexander, died at 10 weeks old from sudden infant death mm-hmm. syndrome. So there you go. I've run you down all the kids from Elon Musk.
Thank you. Well, nine people, including a teen, they're under arrest in connection with a brazen smash and grab robbery inside a Fort Worth grocery store last weekend. It bears a very similar resemblance to one that happened in East Dallas, others that happened in Houston. And they use pepper spray to stun and subdue workers and customers at that place in Fort Worth.
Finally, we couldn't breathe, or we started like covering our mouth and our nose because we started coughing.
This woman says she was shopping and in the checkout line at the time of the crime.
It was something really terrible. What I witnessed, it was scary.
Fort Worth police say information about the vehicles and suspects were shared with their real-time crime center, and that helped investigators find the suspects and arrest them in McKinney. They range in ages from 16 to 51, and police say detectives recovered more than $100,000 worth of jewelry from the Fort Worth robbery.
NBC 5's Sophia Beausoleil reports investigators feel that group might be tied to the similar crimes across North Texas and Houston.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Demand for prefabricated homes is rising in Southern California following the recent tragic deadly wildfires.
It's quicker and it tends to be a little bit less expensive.
Rick Sharga, CEO at CJ Patrick and longtime LA area resident, says even so, prefab homes aren't always the quick answer people are hoping for.
There could be local ordinances against that kind of construction. So we don't know what the zoning rules are going to be like. We don't know what kind of regulatory hurdles people are going to have to overcome.
Regulatory hurdles like new possible rules mandating fire-resistant building materials and landscaping, something he says you're going to see a lot of discussion about.
I do think you'll probably see some coordination between government regulators and the insurance industry to make some of those changes.
Prefab homes can also be built with fewer workers. That could be a positive as the home building industry struggles with Trump immigration policies and labor shortages. Denise Pellegrini, Bloomberg Radio.
The Texas Supreme Court has clarified questions that could allow a former student to continue her libel suit against the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary located in Fort Worth.
The questions posed by the Fifth Circuit concern whether former seminary president Paige Patterson could face a libel suit for something he said, but someone else put in a fundraising letter. The suit was brought by a former student called Jane Doe. She told Patterson she was raped by another student. Patterson's handling was to claim the student made it up. He was ultimately fired. A supporter of Patterson sent out the fundraiser using Patterson's claims. Patterson attorney Travis Jones told the Supreme Court,
"Our position is you cannot hold him liable for the publication of another of defamatory content."
But the court disagreed, clearing the way for the Fifth Circuit to decide whether the suit can continue. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
In Prosper, packets containing hate speech left in neighborhoods in the city over the weekend, and officials are blasting the content of those messages.
Police are now asking neighbors in the Willow Ridge and La Seaman subdivisions to review their home surveillance for any video of the person or persons who may be responsible. In a statement on social media, council member and Mayor Pro Tem Marcus Raitt saying in part, quote, "I hate an unwelcome distribution of this evil propaganda, have no place in our community now or ever." Police say it's important for them to get any available video so they can weigh any physical evidence to file the proper charges.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins.
You know, I remember getting one of those on my driveway when I lived in Valley Ranch. Mm. And it's so bizarre because what someone does is they put a few pebbles in like a sandwich bag. And in the sandwich bag, they put a little piece of paper that has insulting, racist phrases on it, and they just, like a newspaper boy, would throw it on people's driveways. It's just garbage.
So,
but it's just weird.
It's weird.
There's not really a call to action. It doesn't say, you know, go to this website or call this number. It's just racist propaganda that someone is throwing on people's driveways.
Yuck.
Yeah.
At 7:27, and Fort Worth is celebrating its rescheduled Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade, but they're doing it this morning at 11. Snow pushed back the original date, but the 40th edition steps off at 9th and Main today. Professional golfer Gladys Lee leads the procession as a grand marshal. It's the end of an era for a local dessert shop.
Longtime customers of the beloved Hutch's Pie and Sandwich Shop in Weatherford put in their last orders over the weekend. For 90 years, the restaurant has been serving delicious treats that stem from the original fried pies they got famous for in 1935. Saturday, February 15th, was their last day. The owner, whose grandfather started the place, simply says it's time for her to do something else. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.